Could you picture Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey? And could you see the crowd just waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna"? Little did they know that their cry would soon be swept up by another cry, "Crucify him." It didn't take much time for triumph to become tragedy, for palm branches to become the wood of the cross, or for hosannas to become cries for Jesus' blood. Holy Week is the most sacred time of the church year. It highlights peak moments of God's tremendous love for us, and also the price Jesus paid for redeeming us. How could anyone not feel pain or anguish as he or she reflectively journeys through the Passion story from the trial to the sufferings and death of Jesus? Lent is not the time for us to judge those people who played important roles in the drama of Calvary. It's time for us instead to realize that each of us has the capacity to play every single role in the Passion story to perfection, beginning with the betrayal of Judas, the denial of Peter, the instigation of Caiaphas, the abuse of authority by Pilate, the abandonment of the disciples, the cruelty of the persecutors, and the instability of the weak. Perhaps this Lent will inspire us to play the role of Peter, who repented, of Simon, who helped Jesus carry his cross, of Veronica, who wiped the face of Jesus, of Mary, John, and the women who stood beneath the cross, of the stranger who cried, "Truly, he is the Son of God," or the women who anointed the body of Jesus for burial. Remember, it is life that sets the stage, but it is we who choose the role we're going to play in this everyday drama of Calvary. The way of discipleship is the way of the cross. Jesus said, "If you wish to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me." No one could follow Jesus through the liturgy of Holy Week without the truth dawning in his or her heart. And the truth is that God loves us with the love that cost Jesus his death upon the cross. As we continue our Lenten journey, let us pray with the psalmist, "O my help, come quickly to my aid." May the ashes of Lent remind us that the road to eternal life does not bypass the road to Calvary.